You have arrived at your destination.
This is Jason Alon from the Fever 333, and you're listening to the Sean vs. Wild podcast. Boy.
That's right, Wildlings. You have arrived at your destination. It is the Sean versus Wild podcast. And you know what time it is. It's time to rock and roll all night and podcast every Tuesday. Listeners, the internet says that Halloween season is upon us, okay? Even though it didn't get any colder yet, the leaves have not changed any colors, and they haven't fallen from the trees. Apparently, once October 1st rolls around, it is officially Halloween season. And you know what? Your boy's going to kick it off big time. This week on the show, I'm talking to Prayer Line, a brand new horror-themed punk rock band from right here in Louisville, Kentucky. Yeah, that's right. I've got Jake 1, Jake 2, Austin, and Phil the Thrill right here in the Smithsonian this week. And we're going to be talking about songs about serial killers and songs about horror movies. We're going to be talking about that weird scene in Ghostbusters. You know which scene I'm talking about. And if not, you'll find out soon enough. We're going to be talking about their upcoming shows at the Odeon. That's going to be this Friday, and their upcoming show, October 27th at Kaiju. That's with Girlwood and Blind Scryer. Mostly, though, I want to point out it is not with Vader Bomb, okay? And they have some choice words for Vader Bomb on this podcast this week, guys. The drama is real. Some very choice words that they have to say about Vader Bomb, and they're not pulling any punches. And, you know, oddly enough, this thing just keeps on escalating over and over. Yesterday, I just saw a video where Vader Bomb says that they're too good, essentially, to play with Prayer Line. And they said that, you know, Prayer Line couldn't afford them anyway, and that they're going to be playing a show at Spinelli's instead, and it's going to be a big money matinee. Very insulting, guys. And the insults are going to be flying right here on the podcast this week. So definitely tune in. Tune in for the beef, dude. Where's the beef? Right here on the podcast this week. Tune in for the drama. And speaking of drama, I've got a little drama myself, and I think you guys know who I'm talking about. I'm talking about Leo Weekly. Yeah, that's right. I'm calling you guys out, or maybe I'm calling out the readers of Leo Weekly, you know, if anybody actually reads it. But yeah, a lot of people have been coming up to me. They're like, hey, did you read the Leo? Did you see the top three Louisville podcasts? And what do you think about the fact that you are not one, two, or three? And to that, guys, if you didn't read my post on Facebook, I will just say to that, I don't need Leo Weekly to tell me if this podcast is good or not. I know I have the best podcast in Louisville. I know I have the best fans in Louisville, the best listening audience, the best friends, the best family. And we're a tight-knit community here at Sean vs. Wild. I know we're the best. And, you know, I challenge anybody, hey, if you think you're in Louisville and you got a better podcast than this guy, hit me up, dude. Maybe we can collaborate. Who knows? We don't have to make this turn ugly. Who knows? But yeah, my alter ego posted that the other day. Old Sean vs. Wild. Forget Sean Thriller Smith. Sean vs. Wild is just cutting promos on everybody. Yeah, and Sean vs. Wild is going to be telling you all about my recommendations for this week. Joe, cue the music. Recommendations. Yeah, that's right. Recommendations. Number one. Visit nevernervous.com. That's never-nervous.com. Jake and Phil from Never Nervous are also part of Prayer Line. And if you ask me, if you ask Sean vs. Wild, that is the premier Louisville publication. Forget Leo Weekly, all right? Nevernervous.com has got all the deets when it comes to local haps. So definitely check it out. Recommendation number one. Recommendation number two, drink Tecate. All right. Tecate is going to be high on my recommendations. I had a great conversation fueled on Tecate, had a great weekend fueled on Tecate, and Jake is going to give you a great recipe for the Tecate sunrise. So recommendation number two, have some Tecate. Best part, no hangover. You know what's up? No hangover. I feel like $1 million the next day. Recommendation number three, get that new issue of the Leo Weekly and throw it in the trash. All right, guys, that's it for recommendations. Let me tell you about my sponsors. Of course, I'm going to tell you about Audiophile Inc., audiophileinc.com. Shane from Audiophile Inc. has been printing my stuff for over a decade. He can do the same for you, giving you the best deal in town on your screen printing needs, no matter what town you live in. All you have to do is go to audiophileinc.com and tell Shane that the Wild Man sent you. It's as simple as that, guys. Also, want to give a big shout out to Audible. That's right, Audible. It's an Amazon company. They're going to take care of you, man, if you've got an audiobook fix. And I know that I have really had a jonesing for some audiobooks lately. I have been tearing it up. Maybe it is the Halloween season. You know, the internet says it's Halloween season. Maybe it is. I've been really checking out some Stephen King. I downloaded The Stand. It's like a 50-hour audiobook, and I have been enjoying it. I also got Pet Sematary, which is narrated by Michael C. Hall. You guys know him as David Fisher from 6 Feet Under, or probably know him best as Dexter from the show Dexter. Yes. So I got a couple Stephen King audiobooks, and I've been burning through them perfect. For October. And yeah, so go to audibletrial.com/Sean versus Wild and you check out what the hype is all about. They're going to give you a free 30 days just for listening to the podcast. That's audibletrial.com/Sean versus Wild. Also want to give a big shout out to Joe Brock, that dirty dial booper that's making me sound like $100 each and every week, week in and week out. Because of Joe's production, I am number two in the United States when it comes to music podcasts, number two in the world because the United States rocks so hard, and number four in Louisville, apparently. I don't know. I didn't make the top three in Louisville, but Joe, that's going to be our next goal. Listeners out there, if you want to see Sean versus Wild at the top of any list, you got to get out there and make sure you put the name in and tell everybody who the greatest podcast is or what podcast you like. Tell them about Sean versus Wild is all I'm saying. And yeah, we'll make it happen. This week, I'm talking to Prayer Line, and I've just rambled on and on and on, and that's going to be it for me. My conversation with Prayer Line starts right now. Let's get wild. Guys, I want you to know I'm debuting a new character, okay? That Sean Thriller Smith guy that I kept talking about.
Who's that dude?
Yeah, exactly. That's old news. That's old hat. So you guys are going to be the first one to check out Sean V.S. Wild.
I'm super excited about this.
Yeah, you're a big wrestling fan. Yeah. And all Sean V.S. Wild does, he doesn't take any shit. He just drinks cold Tecate. And he's going to cut a scathing promo on anybody.
I like beer.
I'm not going to lie to you. I tried it out, little social experiment on Facebook. The Leo Weekly stuff came out, and some people were coming up to me at this bar that I was in, and they're like, man, you know, what do you think about who they picked? And I was like, oh, who they pick? And they're like, well, not you. We're like, best podcast? And I was like, oh, shit. Well, I guess I better check it out. And then the more I was like having some Tecates and the more I was looking at this list, I was like, ew, dude, that gum looks disgusting, bro.
Oh, gross.
Shoving gum into a monster can, guys.
That reminds me of the movie Phil watched last night, The Blob.
The Blob. Blob 88. Dude, my man came home after a hard day, cooked dinner. He can't be expected to watch a good movie.
Right.
Right. Dude, it's great. But anyway, so the more I was looking at this list, and it was like the podcast that won was like some yoga podcast from like, it had one review.
I am really curious. I'm going to have to listen to it because how the fuck can you have a yoga podcast?
That's what I'm saying, dude. Maybe
isn't that something
yoga
you have to see?
I don't know, man. Maybe they're just calling out instructions.
I would listen to a I would listen to a DDP yoga podcast because they'd be like, all right, now broken table.
Yeah. We're going to take it all the way into down dog.
But he has different names for it. It's all like dead man and broken table and all that stuff.
Kick out.
Diamond cutter.
Yeah. Diamond cutter. It's going to realign the spine, dude. Anyway, but yeah, so key thing is I just posted this thing on Facebook after like, I don't know, 5 years of only posting positive stuff. I was just like, I don't care who the readers of Leo Weekly picked. I'm the best podcast. Mm-hmm. And if you come at me, you know, and if you disagree, come at me, dude. And you know, whatever, blah,
did
blah,
anybody,
blah.
Has anybody come at you?
Dude, not a single person came at me.
They're scared.
Not a single person came at me and tried to take my throne of greatest podcast in Louisville. But people are agreeing with me, which is nice. And then other people are subscribing and listening to the podcast.
That's
and I'm
awesome.
Like, I should have been controversial years ago.
You're taking the Kanye path.
Dude, I'm taking the Kanye path all the way to the White House. Dude. I'm going to have the greatest podcast, and Uncle Donnie's going to have the greatest country on earth, and that's just how it's going to be, guys. But guys, this isn't just the Sean vs. Wild podcast. This is actually the Sean vs. Wild podcast, and I'm here with Prayerline, the hottest new horror-themed spooky band in the Louisville scene, and I'm here with Austin and Jake and Jake and, of course, Phil the Gill. I don't know. I'm giving you a cool nickname.
No, that works.
What are some nicknames you've had in your life?
Well, I have oversized ears.
Uh-huh.
So,
yeah, I was wondering how those headphones are going to work out for you.
Radar was my personal favorite.
Radar?
You know, like you can't see this, but yeah. like you know, like satellite or... Yeah.
Much like actual radar, you can't really see it.
We lovingly refer to him as Baby Dick.
Yes. Oh. Yes.
Now, yes. Why is that? Is that because it looks small compared to your ears?
No, or? That's just how he acts.
Yeah. It's true.
Dude.
Like, you know how you told him to watch Frelty and he hasn't done it for 5 years?
Yeah, that's true. I even wrote an article for Never Nervous about how great Frelty was and you didn't take my advice.
Dude, I'm sorry, man. I've seen...
It's true. You must have been cooking a lot of dinners, man.
No,
Because you're really not watching Frailty.
I've seen Twister, man. It ruined. I can't take him seriously unless he's like in Weird Science, and because he's great.
Yeah, that's the movie you take seriously.
Yeah, dude.
Yes.
Well, it's got science in the title.
Yes, and a great Oingo Boingo track.
And I'm a man of science, not a man of that faith.
That's for sure.
Right.
There
it's 2018, dude. You can't believe in God anymore. You can only believe in science. Weird science.
I remember when Bill Paxton passed away, I thought to myself, I was like, okay, I'm definitely watching Frailty now. And how many years ago was that?
Two. Yeah, he died two years ago.
2 years ago. Sorry, Mr. Paxton. I'm a little behind. But I saw Titanic,
he's
too.
Dead. He hasn't heard. He's not going to hear your apology, bro.
Well.
We saw Titanic, too?
How was that?
Dude, they thawed him out.
Dude, that scene in Ghostbusters 2 when the Titanic pulls up, fucking rules, man.
Yeah.
And then,
that's the end of that story.
And then fucking Cheech is like, well, better late than never.
Does he sound like that?
I guess. You know, I don't know.
Holmes.
No, I don't know how to do a Cheech, okay?
Yeah, you just said it. So politically correct. He was like, oh my goodness. You know Cheech. Cheech was in full character.
Yes.
I think. I don't know. I could be wrong.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just literally confusing him with his character.
Ghostbusters 2 is always on TV. Like, they never show the first one ever.
Well, I've seen Ghostbusters 2, I feel like, I don't know, 100 times more than I've seen.
Well, yeah. It's not a good movie, but I do love it, though. It's a bad movie.
You know, I kind of am not, like, super... I'm maybe the only person on Earth that's, like, not super into Ghostbusters. Like, I think the second one's good because I've seen it so many times. Yeah. I enjoy it.
And Star Wars. You don't like Star Wars or Ghostbusters.
Man, why does Star Wars always got to keep coming up on this podcast?
This guy.
Over and over again.
You got a real
fucking
problem, man.
You're like Tim McGraw right now. But, yeah, I mean, I think Ghostbusters is... like fine, but people like act like it was like the shit, and I'm like, it's okay.
No, it's pretty great.
I like the second one.
We haven't written a song about Ghostbusters yet because that that theme song is already on every fucking Halloween playlist there is. So.
Let me tell you something.
It's also like when you go through like the Kentucky Kingdom haunted house, it's going to be playing.
Could I pose a question to the crowd? How does everybody feel about the ghost blowjob scene from the original Ghostbusters?
Oh, I love it. It's my favorite part.
That's a great question. When I was a kid, I didn't know what was going on.
Yeah.
So I
actually didn't even know right now that happened, so I got to go back.
Oh, man. Dude. Really? Okay, Dan Aykroyd's in bed, and his pants unbuckle. The belt gets untaken out, and then like the zipper comes down, and this ghost is hovering over him, and he makes his eyes go crossed.
They cross and bug out of his head.
And it's like Ace Ventura and...
but Dan Aykroyd goes, and then that's it.
I just watched this a year ago.
Which song is playing in the background when that happens?
It's the Ghostbusters theme song.
Wow,
it's the montage scene when they become famous.
Well, I will say that while I love the movie, it made watching it with the children a little uncomfortable.
It's weird because I used to watch it with my parents like every week.
I watched it a year ago.
That was the 80s.
It was the 80s, dude.
I watched it a year ago and didn't even know that happened.
I didn't know.
It totally went over my head.
Well, maybe you still have a kid's brain, because when I was a kid, I was just like, man, that ghost is really being scary right now.
He scared him to death, dude. He scared him cross-eyed.
He scared him cross-eyed.
It's like half the blowjobs I've had in my life.
Is
actually.
That what happened? I think, you know what? I think that's what happened to Shawn Michaels. He got a ghost blowjob.
Dude, the Heartbreak Kid, dude. Did you see the Heartbreak Kid's bald now?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, and he just got like a... Looks like he was wearing some sort of shirt sleeve bandana.
Yeah, it's really weird,
dude,
man.
It's
kind of depressing. Yeah. But I did enjoy that match, honestly. So.
Isn't it? There's nothing more depressing than when wrestlers that you grew up with start looking like, you know, a truck-driving papa.
Yeah.
You know, it's weird you say that because there's this band in Louisville right now.
Oh,
that
yeah.
They write songs about... wrestlers like classic yeah. wrestling they've been around
they've been,
for a
they've
while
been in the ring. Yeah they've been in the ring
but yeah. I mean they're something but basically
that sounds awesome
they've been around well,
was this awesome
it was awesome
no oh, okay
but they've been around for a while and I'm gonna say one thing there's nothing worse than a washed up band that doesn't know that they're washed up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Their band I'm talking about is Vader Bomb.
They need to give it up.
Oh, yeah. Vader Bomb's still around?
Yeah, exactly. Well, oh, yeah, boy. Exactly.
I haven't thought about them in like 10 years.
Yeah, they haven't done anything in quite a while. Actually, the last time we saw them was 2 years ago, Halloween night, or maybe it was 3 years ago, who knows.
And they were jerks then.
They were jerks. Jake actually got a concussion at that show.
I threw up and cried.
Yeah. I dressed up as Owen Hart that night, and I had my wife's Canadian flag. She's from Montreal.
Uh-huh.
And she made me promise her not to get it dirty, and I did. I swore to her I was not going to get the Canadian flag dirty.
That maple leaf is sacred.
Well, their singer, L. Chubbs, mid-set tackled me, and I dropped the flag, and the show was packed, and like half the people there stepped on it. Yeah. Oh, got their footprints all over the Canadian
flag. The sacred leaf.
So basically, my wife, you know, she hates him. I hate him. Jake.
And Canada hates him, probably. Yeah, I can't say that I blame him.
Yeah.
I mean, well, we also have a beef with him currently.
Well, yeah. That's why it's on my fucking mind.
I know.
That's why they've been on your shit list
this whole
time. They're
on our shit list, 100%. Mm. They were supposed to play. We have a show coming up at Kaiju on October 27th, a big Halloween bash.
Yes.
With Blind Scryer and Girlwood. And originally, if you see the flyers around town, you will see Vader Bomb on the flyer because they committed to the show. And then after we paid big money for these flyers.
Yeah, it's a pristine, expensive,
tell
glossy
me more about
flyer.
That, because I know you spent, I'm not going to say it on the podcast.
It was
but
a
I
couple
spent,
grand.
I know you spent some, you made a considerable investment.
Yeah, we made an investment in the show, and they backed out after we already paid for these glossy, high-quality flyers.
Yes.
And
man, that's not a good look.
They're not flyers. They're fucking posters, man. They're really nice posters.
Yeah,
and guess what? And Jake Miller, our guitarist, other Jake,
who's
in the room right now. He spent
who posed the blowjob Ghostbuster scenario.
Yeah.
He spent who knows how many hours on creating the poster. I mean, that was his time.
Yeah,
he could have been spending time doing anything else.
They took time that I could have spent with my children.
Exactly.
That's my fucking point. They're real shit heels. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. And so, but here's the thing is then a week, what was it? 2 weeks later, we see they're playing a matinee show the same day at Spinelli's.
Yeah. Now I didn't want to bring it up, but I have an insider on the inside. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I've been reading the dirt sheets.
Is it Meltzer?
And I don't think, I don't want to say his name in fear of incriminating him, but I will say this. I have an insider, and he told me that Vader Bomb is going to be playing something called a big money matinee.
Oh, is that how they're referring to it?
Yeah, big money matinee. What do you guys have to, what do you guys think about that?
I think,
just get the, talk to the hand from Vader Bomb.
Obviously, they're greedy because they haven't done anything in years now, or like a year and a half at
least. You know what? I don't even remember the last time I've heard new music. I think their last album came out in like 2000. Who knows when?
So I'm sure they need the money because they've been sitting on their ass for 2 years.
Yeah, at least.
Much like the real Vader.
Yeah.
Too soon. Too soon.
I don't know. It's not like we weren't going to pay anybody for the show, but we're not trying to get rich for the show. This
crazy?
Is about having a good time.
You know how you know that Vader Bomb is totally washed up and nobody cares anymore? I actually ran into Jim Cornette at a gas station last week, and this is when we still thought that Vader Bomb was playing the show. And I said, "Hey, Mr. Cornette, I'm a big fan of yours." But if you didn't know, Jim Cornette lives in Louisville, in a Middletown. And I was like, "Hey, Mr. Cornette, I'm a huge, huge fan of yours." And considering he used to manage Vader, I was like, "Hey, man, the Vader, a band called Vader Bomb was playing. You know, it's fucking Vader Bomb. And he was like, who? He had no idea who the fuck I was talking about.
Yeah.
God damn, motherfucker. No, and seriously, he was just looked at me like a fucking dog that's been shown a card trick and like just kept pumping his gas. So
one time Jim Cornette talked about going to Clarksville Seafood to eat, which is like right over here, not too far, one town over. And it's like a little hole in the wall secret. And he tweeted about, or and maybe he didn't tweet about Clarksville Seafood. Maybe he said it on like Austin's podcast. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my God, Jim Cornette just mentioned Clarksville Seafood. And I tweeted him. And then he fucking liked it and retweeted it. So big shout out to Clarksville Seafood.
Yeah, Jim Cornette retweeted us too. I think to summarize what we're trying to get across here, Jim Cornette rules.
Yes.
Vader Bomb drools.
There you go.
Yeah. It is what
we
it
don't,
is.
We don't like him.
Yeah.
Well, and, you know, I can't say that I blame you after some of the stuff that I've seen over the past day and some of the stuff I've been reading in the dirt sheets.
Yeah.
You guys seem to have a real real beef.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, you know what? I don't like their stupid masks.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say, I think their masks are stupid.
I'm just going to say, guys, I have no dog in this fight. But if you're going to name yourself after a wrestler, don't let it be Van Vader. Because... Big Van Vader, the shittiest wrestler ever. And that's all that I have to say about it. Guys, and Vader Bomb, feel free to counterpoint right here on the Sean vs. Wild podcast.
I will say, if you're like the highlight of your career is appearing on Boy Meets World, then you've got a problem.
Another thing, you don't want them to respond on your podcast, because I think they were our first guests on our podcast.
Yeah.
And they fucking just walked off. They got mad and just left.
Yeah, when you say our podcast, he's referring to Never Nervous podcast. And yeah.
What's his name? Bunkhouse Buck or something? No.
So anyway, like in the middle of when we were podcasting with Vader Bomb, we were interviewing two of them, L. Chubbs and the guitar player. The guitar player just gets up in the middle of the show and just fucking walks out. Yeah. Remember, he gave us three warnings. That's how fucking like...
They're whack,
they're
dude.
They're bitches,
and
man.
And then they did that on the written interview too. They were like, this interview's over, Jack.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like they're fucking calling the shots. It's like, dude...
Nobody cares about you.
Yeah.
They think they're big shots.
Yeah, dude. Much like the Leo Weekly. This is going to be a podcast filled to the brim with beef.
We're just talking shit.
I'm just saying here, Louisville, you deserve a better class of publication. And the Leo Weekly is not going to be that. Sean vs. Wild. The Sean vs. Wild podcast. I'm going to give it to you guys. That's what's up.
You know who would have voted for you number one?
A lot of people voted for me number one, but I guess not enough people because of a yoga podcast with 200 followers and one review. Totally beat me.
Wait, let me ask you this. One review. How many?
You're beefing with a yoga podcast.
Yeah. Heck yeah, man. No, how many reviews
I'm only
gonna is
do
good?
DDP yoga, okay?
How many reviews is good?
As many as you can get.
Give me a number.
I would say zero would be the worst.
That's where Never Nervous is at right now.
Zero would be the worst, and then one would be second to worst. So... How many reviews is good? I don't know. Some.
I mean, would you say like 11? Would you be like, oh, 11 reviews? That's pretty good.
You know what? Never Nervous podcast, I don't think we've ever had a review, but one time in the Leo, they did write about us as the best podcast in Louisville.
That's true. Now I've got a beef with Never Nervous. It's Sean versus the world, okay? Starting right now. I'm beefing with everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But yeah, Never Nervous. Did you guys get best podcast or best... publication
blog.
We got second best blog this year. Last year we got first, right?
Yeah, last year we got first.
It's always a battle with us and Card Chronicle.
It's not a battle. Fucking Card Chronicle is the baddest fucking site in Louisville.
I'm coming after.
I don't know if you're a Louisville fan at all. It's not fashionable to be a Louisville fan right now because of all like the hooker bullshit and fucking Bobby Petrino just being a total washed up piece of shit.
Whatever's going on in court right now where we paid our players and all that.
Well, here's what I want to say, guys. If you think that the University of Louisville is the only fucking team that's ever paid players to do anything or offered them anything, you are absolutely wrong.
Every one of those schools is dropping bags of money.
Every single one.
And the thing is, I don't care. It's not. I don't even want to talk about that because it just fucking bums
me out.
Let's
talk about it, dude.
You want to talk about a real life horror movie?
No, what I do want to talk about is how fucking... I'm
and
just
did
saying,
you say horror or horror?
If you're a fan of Louisville sports, Card Chronicle is by far the baddest site. ever. Yeah. It is so fucking good.
You know, is that a Magic the Gathering website?
Yes, it is.
Card Chronicle?
Come to think of it, I'm pissed that I didn't get Best Writer. So let's talk about that for a little while.
Yeah, let's talk about that, because I thought you were a shoo-in Best Writer. Yeah.
Like that one time that you and Sid wrote about where to fart in Louisville
or
whatever. Yeah. That was fucking A+.
What are some of the best places
to
fart in Louisville?
I don't know. I think it was like ice cream spots and stuff
I know where the best place to fart in Louisville is. I found this out last Saturday morning.
There is not a spot in Louisville you haven't farted.
I know, but that's why I'm an expert. So the best place to fart in Louisville is my cubicle at my job, because I just found out that I'm lactose intolerant recently. And I, like, on Friday night last week, I ate a courageous amount of ice cream, and the next morning I was farting so much that the lady that my manager in the office across the way came to me and just looked at me over my cubicle and said, "What is going on?"
Did you even, I haven't even got to ask you this because you were so busy last week. When I wrote that Kentucky Vampires review, did you even actually read it?
Absolutely, I did. And thank you for letting whoever likes the Kentucky Vampires know that I've got a farting problem.
Just when it comes to lactose, dude, you're not going to tolerate that shit. That's what's up. I feel that, dude.
So anyway, yeah.
Dude, this podcast is sponsored by Tecate. Everybody cracking open their ice cold cattes.
But can I tell you about my Tecate drink?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think that would be fantastic.
Tecate?
This would really probably make Phil's life a lot easier, because, you know, when he comes home and he cooks, he probably wants a good recipe that is just a real reliable go-to.
Yes. Tecate, splash of tequila, salt, and lime. It's a Tecate Sunrise. You guys will like it. It's cheap.
Salt.
Use Costco tequila.
What if you just like drank your
use kosher beer, salt?
Though? Well, I mean, you can, I guess. Are you upset right now?
No.
I do wish I had limes, but this is a podcast.
Yeah.
Our hands would get sticky, and then the microphones would get sticky. And nobody wants a good sticky microphone.
Right.
Not on this. I'm not going to tolerate that shit. All right?
Yes.
I'm sticky intolerant. So you guys, I don't know. But so you guys mentioned it, but let's make it official. You're also Jake, number one, and Austin, 316.
Correct.
Brothers, and Phil. Yeah. And but you guys are all, and Jake, number two. Everybody's affiliated with the Never Nervous brand as well.
Yeah,
kind of. Like Jake Miller's, Jake number two, whatever.
Jake Miller.
Yeah, but I don't want
Jake the Snake.
I don't want to give Miller everybody numbers, because whatever. Anyway, he's definitely done a bunch of cool shit for Never Nervous.
Austin, you said at the podcast for us.
Yes, Austin's done some cool shit. But like, it's primarily, as of right now, in what is today's date? October whatever?
Yeah, October whatever.
Okay. Yeah. In 2018, right now, it's literally Jake Hellman and myself, Philip Olympia. We run it, and we have a really great time. We still love it. We've been doing it since 2011, and we don't plan to stop anytime soon. Yeah. We're making some major changes. We don't really know what they are yet, because we are not organized and we don't plan for anything.
We made some changes today, actually. We put some bats in the logo.
Yeah. Oh. There you go. You know how like October has this holiday called whatever, about movies and scary
stuff? I've heard about that.
Yeah, it's about movies.
Yeah, that's what it's about. But we made I updated the logo, and now it's got like four bats on it.
Oh, cool.
So
sounds rad, dude.
Yeah.
I can't wait to check it out.
Wait till you hear about our further plans.
Just a few clicks away.
Come December, there'll be some mistletoe.
Dude. That's the name of my next porno. It's called Come December.
Oh, man, I've got a really funny story, and I don't know if I should use this guy's name, but I kind of have to. But this guy, there's a driver that works for my company. I work for a produce delivery company. His name is Robert Easter, okay?
Dude, and you just, like, put his full Christian name out there, too.
Yeah,
his name is Robert.
His name is, okay, his name is John Easter.
Gotcha.
Now you don't know what I'm talking about. So we got a call the other day, and we get complaints every once in a while about a driver that fucking hit their awning or, you know, said some, you know, "Hey, get the fuck out of my way," kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But this person, one of our customers, called, and they just wanted to congratulate our driver for being the best driver or whatever. So this lady's going on and on and on. And at the end of the conversation, we're like, "Okay, so what's the name of the driver?" And the lady says, "Oh, it's Robert Christmas, and he is so nice.
Name's Christmas. Lloyd Christmas.
That's amazing.
Did anybody ever put two and two together that if Mary Swanson and Lloyd Christmas got married, that her name would be Mary Christmas?
Oh my God.
Man, Dumb and Dumber. Did anybody ever put that together?
Man, you are so living in the present. Dude, I swear to
that's
God.
That's me, dude, 2018. Dude, speaking of 2018, this is a question for Austin. What do you think about when Phil over there was all like, well, I guess Austin has like a little part to do with like what we did other nervous, but it's like pretty much 100% me and like a little bit of Jake Holman.
I edited like 6 podcasts, so yeah, that's a little part.
Yeah, that's what's up. Look at this guy taking all the glory for himself.
Yeah.
Basking in his riches.
Right. I think we're done. We're probably done with the podcast now because we can't keep up with all these yoga motherfuckers.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. You might as well just quit, man, because if you had actually all you need to do is get one review. And once you get one review, you're gonna be in the running.
It's weird because I was thinking about starting my own show called Phil versus Wild.
Uh-huh.
And like
you could be called Phil the Thrill.
That's a thrill.
God, you're good. By the way, thanks for letting us.
That's way better than Phil the Gill.
Yeah.
Why did you think of that earlier?
I don't know, man. I didn't want him to step on my fucking
gimmick.
Did
you understand how crazy it is to be in the Smithsonian right now?
Yeah, dude, it's everything that you wanted it to be. Like, as soon as you came in, you're like, dude, I can't wait to see the studio. And I'm like, it's going to be anticlimactic.
Well, no, I mean, it's like
we
I said.
We got Kiss and Michael Jackson watching over us.
That's dude, and Ric Flair.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Ric Flair.
Yeah. Never heard of him. Anyway. But yeah. I don't know.
Never nervous, dude. There's like 4 bats on the logo, guys. Go ahead, check it out. Never-nervous.com.
Yes.
Those bats.
We write about things.
Is that a hyphen or a dash?
It's a fucking dash,
man. Definitely what's called a hyphen, because some people might think a dash would be a slash or an underscore.
That's and I their like own to just problem. Say
Nobody hyphen. Says that. Nobody says that.
Hyphen sounds way cooler than dash, too. Maybe that's just what this guy's opinion.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
All right, guys.
I went to Northern Kentucky University.
Did you hear that? He went to Norbert.
Norbert Kentucky University.
I went to Norbert University. Eddie Murphy was every professor. And, dude, it was nutty.
I had the nuttiest professor.
Dude, you'll never believe it. One day he was fat. One day he was thin. One day he was in a suit. The next day, all spandex. So, woo. Norbert, right. Kentucky University. But guys, not only are you a part of, Never Nervous, you've started this awesome band, and it's probably about time we talk about it. Prayer Line.
Yes.
And, of course, you're not taking any shit from Vader Bomb, and I'm not going to blame you. Yeah. I don't want to take sides here, but I think I got your back on this one.
Yeah, it's funny because Vader Bomb actually insulted Prayer Line and Never Nervous at the same time.
Oh, man. That's a double whammy.
Yeah.
First they hit you with the left and then the right.
Yeah.
Like I said, they're real shit heaps.
Yeah. First they get you with a short arm clothesline, then they're hitting you with the DDT, and the next thing you know, you got a concussion and you're crying. Hey, there you go, dude. That is what it is. But let's talk about Prayer Line here.
Yes. Yeah.
So what made you guys decide to get this thing going, dude? And then what made you decide on the theme of the band?
I think I was thinking about this yesterday, actually. Jake, do you remember posting on Facebook like maybe 4 years ago about doing like a doing some kind of band like we're doing now? And I responded to it and we were like, we should do that. And then we never did.
It seems vaguely familiar. I said a lot of things on Facebook.
Yeah.
Well, I've said a lot of things over the years.
I think the point, though, that I'm trying to make is like it's something we've always talked about, like probably all of us.
Well, I mean, it should be said that number one, Jake Hellman and I. God, this is confusing.
Hell, man.
Yeah. Jake Hellman.
Just call me Manaconda.
No. So we've been. First of all, we've all known each other for a very long time. Okay, so Jake Hellman and I have been in bands in the past. We've been friends. And we've known each other since forever ago. Jake Miller, same way I've known Jake Miller, actually longer than I've known Jake Hellman.
And we actually did a band too.
We were in like a quote unquote band that never did anything. Yeah. But anyway, the point is, Jake,
imagine that, a band that doesn't do anything. Yeah, in Louisville. What else really?
Here's the
story. We never even got out of a living room.
Yes, but here,
we never even plugged our instruments in, dude. We just started watching the Blob 88. Yeah. That was it.
No, but basically, because I know how boring band stories are, but Jake was like out of a band, and I wasn't in a band. So I was like, me and Jake were going to plan on writing some punk songs. And I was like, oh, yeah, me, Jake, and other Jake used to write music together. And it was really, really fun. So fuck it. Why don't I just ask him? And then, of course, Jake's younger brother, Austin, is a good drummer.
And Austin and I have always wanted to do an actual band together, too. I bought him his first drum set when he was in sixth grade.
Yeah. So
and he still hasn't learned to play it.
Zing. Coming in red hot.
Well, basically, we had some ideas. The whole horror idea didn't happen. Like, the first song I wrote, I was like trying to, we had music written, and I was like trying to write lyrics for it. And it's like, I'm so fucking over like writing about like my feelings or.
Yeah, who cares?
Or thank you, because I don't care about yours at all.
Exactly.
Tell
me about your dream.
Who wants to hear a song about Donald Trump? I don't. So basically, I thought it. I'm just saying.
That's the biggest horror story in the world right now.
It is. Oh, it's fucking crazy, and it's awful. But yeah. I don't.
It is crazy. I don't need of America right now, and how much he's got to clean it up.
I don't need a. All I'm saying is I don't need reminders of what's bad. I need reminders of what's fucking awesome. So I thought I just rewatched for like the billionth time. I watched Day of the Dead, and I was like, "Fuck! I'm gonna write a song about Sarah, the main character, and how she was right the whole time, and everybody else in the movie was wrong." And that's pretty much it. And now we don't use that song.
Hey, but it was a jumping off point.
Yeah, but it was like, I thought, like, what if I just write another song about a horror movie? So then I wrote a song about fucking The Wicker Man. Then Jake wrote a song about a fucking serial killer, and then
Jake Miller wrote the music for that. And
Jake Miller, he had one just sitting in the he'd already written it before the band even started, and then Jake added lyrics and words over it.
Yeah,
and then now we've got songs about
we started practicing, and it was like 2 months in we had a full set. It wasn't even like, I mean, it wasn't even 2 months. We had a full set complete ready to play, but like it was probably 3 weeks we had all the songs we wanted.
Yeah, right? All the ideas were there. Yeah. But I mean, again, because we've interviewed a bunch of bands as being part of Never Nervous. I know how boring fucking life. And then guess what we did?
Yeah.
And you'll never believe it.
And then Austin came in, and as soon as his Vic Firth drumstick hit the snare, I knew that this was going to be something.
Vic Firth, huh?
Vic Firth.
I do got a funny story about the beginning of the band. When we first started, we were not taking it serious at all, and we were going to call ourselves Mechanicong, which was like a mechanical King Kong character.
Yeah.
But then we got a couple songs and we were like, oh, this is more serious than we had planned on, so we need a better name. So
Prayer Line's a pretty sick name, for real.
Thank you.
I mean, that's just like a I don't know. I was just thinking about that earlier. I was like, dude, Prayer Line, pretty sick.
I like
you lucked out on that.
There's a lot of layers to it, because like you can think of it like we could be at the other end of the prayer line, and that's not any help.
Or you better call the prayer line. Check this out.
That's the idea. Like,
it'll turn your brain into shit.
Yeah. I grew up in a Southern Baptist house, so like I got recommended plenty of prayer lines. Yeah. Like, you know,
so
because
it seems pretty lenient. I grew up Southern Baptist. I was out running the streets every day.
Right. I remember one time, because like they'd always recommend you like Christian music to listen to growing up, and they were like, "Oh, here's a, if you like Tupac, oh, I got something for you." And I don't remember the artist's name, but the song that they gave me was "Jesus Is My Homeboy."
Dude, and, do you like talk?
You like Tupac? Check out this hot new rapper. His name is For God. Because that's who he raps for.
Yes.
I don't know. We're not necessarily like anti-religious either. Like, if you have to be religious to, well, Jake, maybe, I don't know.
I am.
Okay. Sorry. If that's what you need, whatever, that's fine. But
yeah,
like,
whatever helps you sleep at night. I don't give a shit what you do. But horror movies, they're always going to be great. And there's a billion great horror movies, and it's always going to be there to write about. I'd much rather hear, just me as a consumer of fucking, you know, all kinds of music, I'd rather hear songs about, I don't know, fucking cinema or something, than to hear some other white dickhead dude talk about his feelings.
It's also about balance, too. Like, there's enough shit in the world. You have to have some kind of fun.
Right. Yeah, that's like, kind of it. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm not comparing us to the Misfits, even though we kind of like bite them a little bit sometimes. But like, I mean, how fun are the Misfits?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. We just want to have fun.
And the thing is if you want a dose of real life, all you have to, you look no further than your social media. You'll get an overdose,
exactly,
of real life. So why don't you just like escape into something? Fun,
we're trying to add balance to your life. Second.
Yeah,
yeah,
but
exactly.
Also we're super scary.
So we're like the Ghostbusters. Like we're here to
we're
like
kooky.
Yeah,
who you gonna call? Prayer line.
Great.
Yeah, we're like the Ghostbusters in that way that we're gonna be getting blowjobs all the time.
Yes,
with this
yes.
music.
Yes,
we're going to and have a seance.
Wait, when does that start?
We're gonna be. We're going to be calling out the dead here in a seance in order to get more blowjobs.
So. Yeah. So let me ask you this. If you were to ask us, even though I don't even know if you've heard, we've got a single coming out this weekend, but I don't know if you've heard it yet, but if you were to ask us to write a song about a horror movie.
Oh, yeah, which one?
I mean, okay, whatever. The Frailty, is that what it would be?
Yeah, of course. But if you had to ask about another horror movie that wasn't Frailty?
Yeah, something that doesn't have Bill Paxton in it.
Oh, okay. You know, like, horror movies are not my genre of choice because sometimes I feel like there's so many that are just like, hey, we're just making a movie.
That's like every genre, though.
Yeah, there's so much of the same. So my big things are like psychological thrillers. So would it be a horror movie that you would write a song about? I don't know. But maybe you could write a song about Ex Machina. That was pretty frightening.
That movie is... I actually just rewatched that a month ago.
Yeah.
It is so fucking good.
Call it sci-fi. I don't know. It's pretty frightening.
I don't know. It's like psychological sci-fi.
We're not against writing about sci-fi thriller.
We're not against rap. We're not against rappers. But we are against those thugs.
Rap.
I don't know.
Big shout out to Bone Thugs and Harmony.
I'm down
yeah,
for that.
Yeah,
I'm down to... I'm down to write about some sci-fi thriller.
Like when Jake had the lyrics for the song, what is it? Dennis Nilsson, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The song that we were talking about before that Jake
Dennis Nilsson's like a Scottish serial killer.
Yeah, that lived in like London, and he would like he was. They call him the they call him the
he
English
lived in Scotland. Definitely,
they call him the, they call him the Scottish psychopath.
Yeah, he's in Scotland.
Yeah, he's Scottish. That he lived in London. Most of his murders
Jake?
Were in London.
Oh, I don't know.
Yes. I literally just re-listened to the last podcast episode.
Okay,
that.
All right.
So anyway, yeah, they call him the English or this Scottish Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah.
So how about that?
Anyways, what was this? Where was that story going?
I'm just saying that we everything up to
everything's
then,
not a horror
it's
movie.
It's not just we're not just like, hey man, here's another song about a scary movie. Even though it's predominantly what we do.
This song's about Day of the Dead. This song's about Dawn of the Dead.
You know, I was thinking about writing a song about The Sound of Music.
Hey, dude.
I'm not. That's not true. But there are some scary parts in that movie, though.
Yeah, especially the whole World War II part.
Yeah, like when whenever Nazis like enter the screen, it's like, oh shit.
I wasn't there, but my grandparents said it was frightening.
Yeah, that's true.
So it is what it is. But guys, I tell you what. Before we get any further, let's give everyone because we're talking about the band and
sneak peek.
Let's give everybody a sneak peek. Let's give everybody the worldwide exclusive because you guys haven't even released this shit yet. It's going to be exclusive to the Sean vs. Wild podcast. You got a song here called "A Martyr's Death."
Yeah,
yes.
This is a song that Phil half wrote and
what's it
half
about,
stole.
Phil?
Well, yeah, okay. Actually, I'm really glad you said that because I've completely forgot that the majority of these lyrics I didn't write. I stole them straight from The Wicker Man because there's a passage, and I don't know if you're listening.
You stole them from
it's a Walt Whitman poem.
Walt Whitman.
So basically, there's a part in the movie where Christopher Lee is reciting. I thought for the longest time I thought it was just Christopher Lee being Christopher Lee and like and just being awesome, but it turns out he's reciting a Walt Whitman poem. I don't know the name
from
of the poem.
Leaves of Grass.
Okay, there it is.
Yeah,
anyway, because he recites it, so it's a very like, you know, it's a very important part of the movie. But yeah, so the verses are a Walt Whitman poem. The chorus is me writing dumb words.
It's fantastic.
And it's not the Nicolas Cage Wicker Man.
Yeah,
no,
the original
it's
Wicker
fucking
Man.
Christopher Lee. Yeah.
You'll know it's definitely the Nicolas Cage Wicker Man by the lyrics, "The bees." They're in my eyes.
This song is the bee's knees.
It's not about the Nicolas Cage version, but you're certainly gonna think it is because it's the bee's knees.
That's definitely the alternate title.
What are you, Wolfman or whatever?
Yeah, Wolfman Jack. Hey, this is a spooky Halloween themed podcast. But guys, let's go ahead and get to it. This is A Martyr's Death by Prayerline. Everybody, that is A Martyr's Death by Prayerline, not to be confused with A Martyr's Dream. Yes. Dude, what a totally different song it would be if it were indeed A Martyr's Dream. Hey, what did you dream about, dude? Oh man, it was fucking crazy.
Can't
dude,
wait to die.
My third grade teacher was there, dude.
I no, it's actually go kart. I'm pretty it sure it's insane. The title. It's the title of that Brett Kavanaugh movie, A Martyr's Dream. Am I right?
Am I right? Topical humor here, guys.
Hey, welcome. Welcome back to the Phil Donahue Show. Yeah.
Welcome back to Phil the Thrill and the rest of the prayer lines. Dude, you mentioned Christopher Lee before the break, and
yes.
I've always had this thing where I thought Christopher Lee might have been the single coolest person that has ever lived.
Yes.
Ever.
Oh, man.
Yes.
And so I was reading up a lot about him, and it was like, oh, yeah, dude, Christopher Lee's like a spy during World War II.
Yes. He's killed a lot of people.
Yeah, killed a lot of people. Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
As a spy, special agent. Mm-hmm. He's cousins with Ian Fleming, the guy that wrote James Bond.
Didn't know that.
Not only is he cousins with Ian Fleming based James Bond off of him.
What?
And a couple other people, like James
Bond. Also, he was like part of the mold.
He's an amalgam, yeah, of okay. like Christopher Lee and a couple other people.
Okay.
And he was also Ian Fleming's first choice to play James Bond.
Wow. Did not know that. That's
in
awesome.
The original movies, which he ended up playing Scaramanga in Man with the Golden Gun. So he played a villain that had three nipples. Weird.
Right.
But, you know, the thing is this dude, okay, yeah, spy during World War II, influenced the James Bond character.
Right.
Was Dracula for right. decades.
In my opinion, the best. He is the quintessential Dracula. Am I wrong?
I'm just saying, dude.
Tell me I'm wrong.
I'm not going to tell you.
I'll tell you you're wrong.
Okay, who's better?
Bela Lugosi. I didn't know I had to do that.
Oh,
Bela Lugosi. I don't know. Bela Lugosi is probably the quintessential, but I mean, he's definitely the coolest Dracula.
Dude, I'm sorry. Have you tried? I don't want to like.
Blah.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. Christopher Lee just brought like a whole new like badass. It's like don't fuck with Dracula.
You know who I like? Bram Stoker.
Yeah, what a great.
What? Dude, have you seen his Dracula, dude? He directed the shit out of that movie. What a Bram Stoker. Yeah, just like, hey, dude, he directed the shit out
dude,
of that
movie. Dude, we
should
have fucking named the band Bram Stoker. That would have been awesome.
No, we should have named it Bram Stroker.
That was Aaron's idea.
No, but hey, speaking of Christopher Lee, something that my wife just turned me on to, I didn't know this. But Christopher Lee is an accomplished musician as well, or not? I don't know if he played, but he's an accomplished singer.
Yeah, and he's got that metal band where he does like spoken word.
Mm-hmm. What?
Yeah. No, he has a metal band. Yeah, where he does nothing but like insane. He just like does spoken word, like
spoken
in super
word about the Saxons killing whoever the Saxons killed.
And it's
I don't know.
Metal.
It's yeah, and it's absolutely crazy.
That sounds awesome.
I think it's called okay. Metal.
It's about like I think it's called Charlemagne.
Yeah.
Oh wait, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Now.
And not only that, think about it. The guy probably had the biggest movies of his career between him being like 80 to 90 years old.
As far as box office goes, yeah.
Yeah,
definitely.
No shit. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know. You do like 3 or 4 Lord of the Rings here. You're going to do a couple Star Wars there.
Right.
You're going to do, you know,
his
Tim Burton's remake of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
There's an album on Spotify because everyone's on Spotify now.
I've heard of that, yeah.
Yeah, you've heard of it. Well, there's an album. I can't remember the title of it, but he did an entire album. And this is he recorded it before the Lord of the Rings movies because apparently he's like been obsessed with all the Tolkien universe for his whole life since he was a kid. But there's an album that is dedicated just to the stories from the Lord of the Rings. And it's like more like, I don't want to say classical music. I don't know how to classify whatever it is that is, like fantasy music. I don't know what the fuck it is, but it's so fun. It's so much fun, man. It's just Christopher Lee singing, you know. It's like it's just fucking awesome.
Would you call it Baroque pop, possibly?
Sure.
Hey, okay. And if it ain't Baroque, don't fix it. That's what I always say.
Quote by Mozart.
Yeah. Did you ever hear when Leonard Nimoy did a song about Bilbo Baggins?
Fuck yes.
Yeah.
No.
In the middle of the earth, in the land of the Shire, there's a brave little hobbit whom we all admire. You haven't heard that?
That's exactly what it sounds like.
I didn't know
like
Leonard 100%. Nimoy was trying to stand a Weird Al.
Bilbo Baggins.
No.
Bravest little hobbit of them all.
With his little woolly toes.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Listeners of the podcast, go ahead and pause it right now and check out the
Bustin.
What? Check out Bustin? Just Google Bustin?
Yeah, don't check out the song Jake was just talking about. Let's watch anything else, apparently. Yeah.
Definitely check out Bustin' and then check out the what's it called? The Ballad
of Bilbo Baggins.
It's not even a ballad, it's pretty upbeat.
It's
really.
On Spotify,
yeah.
Believe it or not.
Is it anything like the Ballad of Peter Pumpkinhead?
I'm not familiar with that.
It's a song I didn't know. I always thought it was a Crash Test Dummies song, but turns out who's the band that did it first?
XTC.
Turns out Crash Test Dummies did it better.
Meh.
The end. Oh, hot takes.
Hard disagree.
Hot takes right here. Dude. In the Smithsonian.
Once there was this kid whose name was Peter Pumpkinhead.
Did they make fun of him in school or something?
Dude.
His hair had turned from black into bright white.
Yeah, you know the
Real lyrics to the Crash Test Dummies' biggest single, minus the Peter Pumpkinhead.
Now you have to.
I thought it was Peter Pumpkin Eater.
What is that? That's like a.
That's definitely a Garth Brooks song.
Oh, okay. Is it really?
I thought it was an insult. Like, hey, Jake, stop being such a Peter Pumpkin Eater.
He's a little bit of a Peter Pumpkin Eater, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, if you catch my drift.
Just move your hand from side to side. He's a bit of a Peter Pumpkin Eater, if you're picking up what I'm laying down. I don't, actually. The man is obsessed with pumpkin, is what I'm saying. pumpkin spice.
They're high in fiber.
Pumpkin
in
latte.
Case you didn't know, the seeds, pumpkin seeds, high in fiber.
Dude, I heard you can eat a bunch of pumpkin seeds and get all fucked up, dude.
Dude, speaking of pumpkins, if Vader Bomb actually, if they do actually do anything relevant in the next month, I will eat an entire pumpkin fucking raw. I will eat it. I will eat the stem. I eat the whole thing. If they do anything worth the shit that anybody cares about, if Vader Bomb can just do anything worth the shit, I will eat one whole pumpkin. Dude, on stage at the show.
Oh my God.
I will eat an entire. If they can do anything before, I'm just saying, if they can get anybody interested, I will eat an entire fucking pumpkin.
And well, you really do not want to feed Phil the gill. Full of fiber. Fiber pumpkin.
That's true. You want to stay away from that. Anyway, Somebody's going to have to come to his cubicle and be like, what's the deal here?
Yeah, anyway, come see Prayer Line.
Yeah. Yeah. Guys, if you're not going to come for the awesome music, at least come out to Kaiju October 27th to see if Phil's going to eat a full pumpkin or not.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
We have another show this Friday at Odeon.
Ah, another
what's
show.
What's the date?
Friday, October 12th.
At what show will you be eating the pumpkin? Or that would
be
eating the pumpkin?
The 27th. October 27th,
oh, that's
the show
deadline.
Vader Bomb backed out on us.
If you're listening, if you're fucking listening, Vader Bomb, you have until the 27th to do something relevant so that way we can get Phil the Gill stuffed with a pumpkin.
Yeah, stem, everything.
I pussy, butt, every motherfucking thing, dude.
Yes, but yeah, it's the show also, if we hadn't mentioned it already, Girlwood, Blind Squire,
yeah,
and really, really, really fucking awesome bands, yes.
Blind Squire is like doom metal, I guess you would
say. It's like Sabbath-y.
Yeah.
Fuck, it's fucking fun.
All their songs are about doom.
Yes. Yes.
Doom 64.
Girlwood is fucking great. Always live.
So everybody knows Girlwood.
Yeah, it's going to be a good show.
Hey, yes. They were just on the podcast last week.
That was live, yeah. Yeah.
So if you haven't checked it out yet, go back into the archives.
The archives.
Check out the Girlwood podcast.
Or just ask me about it. I'll tell you what happened.
Yeah, just ask Phil, dude. You know what? Phil, don't worry about it. Phil will mansplain it to you.
Also, if there's one thing Phil is good at, it's explaining things without getting off topic.
That's for sure. But let's go ahead and talk about it, because not only... do you have a show coming up? Oh, actually, before we go to the show, let's talk about A Martyr's Death. You got a music video for it that's coming out, and I'm stoked about that as well.
Well, Mike Thompson, who's become one of the city's like baddest fucking directors.
He's seriously brilliant.
He directed it. He came up with the whole idea. I mean, it's loosely based on the song, and the song is loosely based, or actually it's very based on the Wicker Man, but the whole idea behind the video is loosely based on the movie The Wicker Man. We kind of took the idea from The Wicker Man.
The procession
and the whole burning at the whole Wicker Man burn. Hey, don't want to ruin a movie from the 70s for you, but
it's 40 years. Go ahead and spoil it. I think they'll be fine.
The whole human sacrifice angle. It's a fun little video, and the greatest part of the whole video is you don't see any of our faces because we all have masks on.
Perfect. So
because we are fucking ugly,
yeah, and that's probably the scariest part about this band, to be honest,
and that's one of the reasons this isn't a video podcast.
Well, actually I thought my face was the scariest part, but I walked by a mirror this morning and saw my ass. Oh my God.
Holy Lord,
wait till you eat that pumpkin.
Dude, the pumpkin seeds are going to look the exact same coming out as they do going in.
But yeah, it's a great video. We actually had a lot of help from our friends, so huge shout out to all of our friends that made it.
Family and friends, actually.
We got lucky. A bunch of family helped out. It was in a great location, great day. It was hot as fuck, but as far as like the look of the day, like lots of natural light.
Yeah.
It's a fucking brilliant video. Mike Thompson, again, crushes it like he does everything. So
we did it in my backyard, which is like this big field, like horse farm field. And I built like an altar in a couple of days. It was pretty awesome.
Yeah, your neighbors are going to be like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah, no, the neighbors had to be like really wondering. There was one part where we're just running with our drone chasing behind us. Everybody's like, fuck this.
Vanguard 1.
Yeah, it was Vanguard 1, exactly. But it was a really fun, it was a long day. It was a very long day, but
worth it.
Yeah,
actually, it was the one of the worst days of my life.
Yeah, Austin, what'd you have, pink eye?
Glowing review.
Dude, and I ended up with like bug bites up my legs for like 3 weeks. I had to get steroid cream. Like, it was ridiculous.
Oh,
but it was a fun time.
Dude, there was fucking pizza, beer, lots. I met lots of new people I didn't know. Mm-hmm. Really fun people.
Yeah, we should also mention Julie Strebel.
The actress that
starred in our video
that had to like fucking deal with us for like 9 hours.
Yeah, she's amazing.
She was super cool. But yeah, Mike Thompson's whole crew, everyone.
Tommy John as the director of photography is incredible. So,
yeah. All those guys, like, it was such a fun experience. I will cherish that experience forever. Even if nobody likes the song and nobody watches the video, I will remember it and I will cherish it for until I'm fucking dead, man.
Dude, bro. Well, dude, I appreciate you guys so much for inviting me to be a part of the video shoot.
Dude, and, I know you were invited. You were invited.
I really appreciate that, dude. It sounds like a lot of fun. And,
I appreciate you for totally dipping out and not showing up.
You know what? You're going to feel like a real piece of shit when you see at the very end, dedicated to Sean Thriller Smith.
This is crazy. He couldn't be here today. He said he was too busy. I come to all the Never Nervous parties, but yeah, somehow my invitation must have got lost.
Dude, I know you were invited. On Facebook, at least.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
yeah. That's the most formal way to do things.
Like, the podcast is just going to get real awkward at this point. Like, it's just going to get real silent. Dude, you were invited, okay? But yeah, dudes, I can't wait to check out the video. And listeners, that's going to be available next week, so we'll make sure to keep you posted. Maybe I'll put that in the recommendations. I guess that'll be like the
20th, maybe? Is that the...
I don't know the hard release date. I know the song comes out this Friday.
The 12th.
And the song will be out on all streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple, wherever you shop, it's going to be there. Bandcamp, whatever the fuck you want to do. But the video itself, it was supposed to come out the same day. I'm not sure if it still is. I don't know where the video is done-ish.
Gotcha.
But whatever.
I have to say, I'm starting to suspect on our video some foul play from Vaderbaum. I think they may... be holding us up on this.
Well, if there's anything I know about Vaderbaum is that they are fucking hackers, man.
Dude, that's... I think that they had a cameo in The Matrix. I'm pretty sure they were consultants.
Or what about that movie, Hackers?
Yeah. They were consultants on the movie The Matrix. The Wachowski brothers.
You know what the best part of
it's called Vaderbaum, dude. We got to figure out if this is true to life.
You know, I never got into like the whole orbital scene, but that song from that was also on Mortal Kombat, Halcyon, whatever.
Oh, Halcyon on and on.
Yeah, man.
I know that song because it was on CKY2K.
Fuck yeah.
That's the only reason why I know that song.
Dude, how about that song? Let's talk about it.
Dude. I don't know what the orbital scene is. You like literally confused the shit out of me. I was like, does he mean like electronic music or techno? What
no, it's this whole new orbital? It's this whole new genre of pornography that I'm super into.
Dude, I'm super into it. I highly suggest
orbital.
It.
Orbital.
Put it in recommendation.
You might be down for 360. You might be down for anal, but are you down for orbital?
Dude. Oh, God. It's like how they have sex in Demolition Man when they put their headsets on and it's just in virtual reality.
It's orbital.
Yeah, it's orbital, dude.
Dude. Oh,
you'll
man.
Feel it in your frontal lobe. It's just total orbital.
We should say that show at Kaiju on the 27th, we do have some like super special stuff planned too, so it's going to be really, really fun.
Yeah, like a pumpkin.
Yeah, pumpkin.
I mean, outside of that.
Will it be consumed? Oh. Will it not be?
We're doing some like really fun covers and like some things like that, so it's going to be a good show.
Yeah, and I'm imagining, I'm sure everybody, the other two bands playing are going to have some really cool shit going down too. So yeah.
Maybe plus, some decorations. Maybe the famous Never Nervous skeleton will be there.
Actually, I've got like four famous Never Nervous skeletons. But basically, I just want to remind everybody, this is a costume party as well. Dress up. If you dress up, it's only $5. The door price is $10. But if you dress up like an asshole, it's only $5. And don't be fucking that guy. It's like, you know, like that 13-year-old girl.
I'm a fuck boy.
No. Don't be that 13-year-old girl that comes to my house every year and it's like, trick or treat. And I'm like, where's your costume? And she's like, and I'm like, you're not getting any fucking candy. You're an asshole. Go home.
I don't know who's the asshole in that situation. Yeah. But I have a story about trick or treating at Phil's house. One day,
maybe that's the only meal she's going to get all year is just a candy bar.
I doubt
she's
it.
Doing
man.
It out of desperation. Well, she can't afford a costume.
I was hanging out at Phil's house on
now
Halloween.
Made you feel bad.
Handing out candy, right? And he's dressed as Owen Hart, and this kid comes up and he's just wearing like a flannel shirt and jeans or whatever, and Phil's like, "What are you supposed to be?" And he goes, "I'm a fuck boy." And then, which I was like, "This is the best costume ever." And then
nailed it.
Yeah. And then later on, this kid came up and he was like asking Phil, "What are you supposed to be?" And he goes, "Are you Natty?"
Oh yeah. You told me that story at the last party that someone mistook you for Natty Neidhart.
I was Owen Hart. But I had
you
a blonde
like Natty
wig.
Neidhart. Jim
the
Anvil Neidhart's
daughter.
Wearing
a blonde heart. I was wearing a blonde wig and I had my tights on and all that with my hearts and my belt.
Yeah, so, but he looked like Natty.
No, I didn't.
Which
look,
belt?
Well, it was a tag team belt because Jen and I, Jen,
it was
my
the Divas
wife
championship.
No, my wife was Bret Hart, and she looked great, but we were the Hart Foundation from WrestleMania 10, but we didn't fight each other.
Yeah, that's probably a good thing, because Bret and Owen weren't actually tag team champions, but I'm sure you probably already knew that. Owen Hart did hold the tag team title with both Davey Boy Smith and Yokozuna, I'll have you know.
He also teamed up with Coco Beware.
Can we just say, rest in peace to all three of those people you just mentioned? They're
absolutely
all fucking dead. How about
RIP,
that?
RIP, dude. Yeah. This goes out to the Hart Foundation.
Hey, moment of silence. And okay.
Right.
Got it.
And that is what the martyr's dream is all about. Yeah. Just about. But yes, guys, definitely go out to Kaiju. It is a costume party, as Phil the Thrill has just told you. So what are you going as? What will your costumes be? Or is this a secret? Actually, you know what?
It
What's
is a
your
secret.
Best Halloween costume?
It was probably that year. Mike, Jen, and I made the Owen and Bret Hart costumes completely from scratch. And what I mean, when I say we, I mean she.
Right.
She did all the work, made felt hearts.
You probably made the dinner.
No.
You're too tuckered out.
No, but seriously, like, she did such a good job, and that's my favorite thing that I've ever done, my Halloween costume.
What's your best one, Austin?
I was sitting here trying to think. I'm not even sure, to be honest. I went with three of my friends as the Anchorman dudes.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny.
That could be
that's
fun.
Good.
That I was Brian Fantana with a mean mustache.
Oh, I do remember that. You had an actual mustache, yeah.
I was Dog the Bounty Hunter last year.
That was good, yeah.
Yeah. And I went around asking everybody if they wanted a cigarette. That's what
you got to stay off the ice, brah.
Jake, what about you?
Get right with Christ. That's what's up.
I haven't done Halloween in a long time because I'm very old, but probably a Dracula or some shit.
Yeah. I don't know. Classic Christopher Lee, dude.
Yeah. There you go.
There you go. It just keeps now coming back.
Let me ask
back.
You, who's the best Dracula?
Christopher Lee, Bela Lugosi,
Bram Stoker,
or Jake? You know.
Oh man,
going Bram Stoker.
Dude, Bram Stoker directed the shit out of that Dracula movie,
dude. If it weren't for Bram Stoker, I wouldn't be the horror fan that I am today.
My best Halloween costume was, and I think Phil will probably attest to this, I did Gambit one
year.
Oh
my god. Oh, it was all from scratch as well.
Yeah.
So fucking perfect.
It was fun.
Like who has ever dressed up as Gambit from the X-Men? And Jake crushed it. Mon ami.
I have not seen this. We'll have to post some photos.
Yeah, I have
of this.
To find a picture
Dude,
of it.
It's fucking crushed.
Did you carve your own bow staff?
Well, I just took a broomstick that was like broken in half, so it was way too short for Gambit, but I still had it, and I just painted it silver. And I also had some cards that I threw at people.
Did you get like the big silvery? That big thing in the 90s where it's like everything had to always have like pouches and like ridges, like those boots that Gambit wore that like went all the way up.
I took rain boots and painted them blue, and then I had black sweatpants and I did the blue lines up the side of the sweatpants. It looked just like it should.
No, it was a perfectly done thing. And that night I was living in an apartment at that point in Crescent Hill and off of Frankfurt Avenue, and I had a party, and it wasn't a huge party, like 25 people. And once the party started to wane down around 1 a.m., we were like, dude, this is when that bar, it was an ice cream place for a while after that. Longshot Tavern, right?
Longshot, yeah.
Longshot Tavern. There was a cover band called the Merry Pranksters that have been around forever.
Yeah.
A bunch of old dudes that play like whatever.
Grateful Dead.
So anyway, we knew that they were playing because they do it on that particular day of the week. They play every night that day. I think it was like a Sunday or something. So we're like, dude, let's just walk up to the Longshot Tavern. We were all fucking blitzed out of our mind. Let's go to Longshot Tavern and just fucking finish the night there. It was probably like six of us. So we go up there. Do you remember this, Jake?
No.
Okay. So we go up there.
Because you were blitzed out of your mind. Maybe, just as the story said.
I don't remember if you left at this point or not, but we went up to the Longshot Tavern. The Merry Pranksters are playing whatever song, you know, they're fucking stuff.
And Casey riding Jones. That train. Sure. High on cocaine.
Hey,
let me put you in the mood here.
Listen. Yes.
Riding that train.
Listeners of the Sean vs. Wild podcast, name one other song other than Casey Jones by the Grateful Dead. I fucking
they had that one in the
80s. Dare you.
They had the one, what was that song about bones or whatever?
Touch of Grey.
Touch of Grey. Yeah. It was like a Halloween video.
Hey, how perfect about that? For Halloween playlist, guys.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. Grateful Dead, everybody loves the band. Nobody knows a goddamn song.
I do not love the band. But anyway.
No one does. I don't know anybody that really does. I know some people that got a couple like, oh, dude, I'm going to get some, you know, bears tattooed.
Dude, how about that? That skull is so nuts.
I love their teddy bears.
Dude. Anyway.
I got it all the way around my arm like a tribal band, dude.
You know what I like? Music.
So what happened?
But I don't have it connect on the inside. It was too painful.
What happened? Okay, so we go there and everything's going just fine. And I don't know if you if you're old, if you people listening are old enough to remember the Longshot Tavern, but it's a place that you go to.
Whoa, what do you mean you people?
You know what I mean.
I gotcha. Go ahead.
The median age in this room is like 35, right?
No. I'm 32.
Yeah, I'm 32.
I'm 35.
I'm
23. Jake's 18.
Yeah, not undisclosed.
Yeah. Okay, so.
Median's about 35.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. All that matters is I'm 35.
Right.
So basically.
That's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
And I'm, nothing else matters.
Thanks, James, with a Z. So basically, we're at the place. The Pranksters are playing their whatever and playing the songs. And I was really drunk. I was there with my wife, my girlfriend at the time. And for some reason.
Your wife and your girlfriend, dude.
Both.
Cool brag.
Dude. Yeah.
Look at this guy.
I've had a really cool life,
I've been
man.
Blessed. Too blessed to be stressed.
So like the Pranksters are playing. And I'm, for some reason, I'm like I said, I'm really drunk. And I keep getting closer to the band. Keep getting closer to the band.
Oh, I'm starting to. This is coming back to me now.
Okay, so I'm getting closer to the band. And to the point where like. If I get any close, I'm going to be like nose to nose with the old dude with the
long
beard.
You were going to be in the fucking band.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was going to be, yeah. So.
What were you dressed like at this
time? At this particular party, I had a cloak. My face was painted white and I had blood. Like my eyes were all black and I had blood coming out of my mouth.
Nice.
And it was actually the cloak I wore in the music video that we were talking about earlier. So anyway, so I keep getting closer to the band and I'm like up face to face with them. I don't know why. But then the bouncer comes out and he's like, hey, you gotta, he puts his hand on my shoulder and he's like, you gotta take a few steps back. And I'm like, oh, my bad. I didn't realize I was doing that. I'm sorry. So the bouncer leaves and then I slowly start getting closer and closer to the band again. And I'm like, again, I'm like face to face.
Usually that's awkward for people in the band, in the audience, I mean, but like you were just totally ignoring.
No, I was out of my mind, yeah. Man. So I was like nose to nose with this dude, this old guy with the beard again, with a long gray beard. And then the bouncer comes up to me again. He's like, hey, man. You gotta fucking get back, dude. And I'm like, oh, whoops, I'm sorry. I didn't realize I was doing it again. So I get back, and of course, because I'm fucking drunk, I do it again. I start creeping. I take slowly stepping closer and closer, and I get up in the band's face again. And that's when the guy took me and just kicked me out. And then so I had to like do the walk of shame all the way home, which was like a mile down, or no, it was like probably like 3/4 mile. And I woke up and I apparently fell many times on the way home because I was just like my costume was covered in mud and dude, shame.
The first mud and blood and shame.
The first person to ever want to be too close to the Merry Pranksters.
Yeah, my thing is what I love most about that whole story is like there's a bouncer that's like off stage like, dude, you're too close. You're too close to this band. Like normally that I've never. Ever heard that happen?
Yeah, I mean,
in my life, like, dude, you're too close to the band.
Usually, the bands are like, everybody, please come, pay attention to us,
dude. Not the Merry Pranksters, dude. They're like, look, please be 5 to 19 feet away,
dude. For all I know, it might not have even been a bouncer. Like, it was just some guy that was like, I don't know, but it was just some big guy
that
was
wearing
like
a security shirt from Spencer's Gifts. Very hard to tell.
Then he turned his hat around. He was wearing. He had a backwards hat. He turned his hat around, and it was a Wayne's World hat that he also got from Spencer's.
Right. Yeah.
It was very embarrassing. I've done many, just like many other people. I think everyone in this room.
You've done many other people.
Just like everyone in this room.
Everyone, except for Austin, because he's too young, but like everyone in this room has had a bad experience. Something you did something really bad or dumb at Longshot Taproom when it was still there.
Yeah, I was pretty dumb at Longshots.
I feel like about like Taproom. Anytime I ever am at Taproom, it's because I've been like I'm part of like a party of people, and I'm obviously not the one responsible for anything yeah. transportation wise because right. I'm already bombed.
Right,
I'm so bombed. But you get that way off ginger ale. I was sniffing.
Kind of like your podcast in the Leo Reader's Choice exactly. Awards.
Yeah, I bombed harder than my podcast in the Leo Weekly. Leo, if you're listening, which I'm sure you're not.
Actually, they do Fudge listen. They listen just to not vote.
They're yeah, like, exactly. They're like, you know what? We're not going to write up this guy. I literally, I've sent them emails too. Like, look, I'm number two in the entire country. Do you want to talk about it? And they're like, I'm just going to leave this on red. Fuck that. But anyway, yeah, anytime I'm in Tap Room, it's like I'm riding with a group of people and it'll be like, hey, you want to go to this bar? And I'll be like, okay, cool. And we'll go to a bar that's not Tap Room, and then it'll be about 3, 4 in the morning, and that bar closes. And they're like, hey, you want to go to Tap Room? And I'm like,
exactly.
No. And they're like, well, we're going anyway.
Yeah. And then you go.
And then you go, and it's like when you are at your most shittiest, I should not be in public.
Yes.
And then they close, and then you stand on the sidewalk until 5:30 or something.
Yes. See, I've done that several times. I've done that as an adult, as a fucking 35. Again, I'm 35, everybody.
The last time I went to Taproom, I fell between. We parked like right across the street, like literally right across the street. And I fell somehow between where we parked and crossing the street. I felt like right in the middle of Bardstown Road.
Oh, that's not safe.
No. Yeah, like, and I'm like, dude, why am I here? Like, I'm just like standing here, and everybody I know is here, and I'm like, I need not be here in this condition.
Well, it's definitely one of the destinations in Louisville. Like Magbar, I feel like is one of those places. At least when I lived in old Louisville, it was 10 years ago or 15 years ago, but the new place for me as a 35-year-old guy. I live in Hikes Point now. Fucking the Golden Nugget, man.
The Golden Nugget.
Sometimes into the Nugget,
dude. Oh, sometimes it's just like, you know what? It's 1 o'clock, and fuck it. I don't know. Let's go to this place where there's always a drip from the ceiling.
Perfect.
The bathroom, like even the bartender's like, you don't want to use the bathroom.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, good.
There's like a DJ like not giving a shit about what he's doing.
Right.
I went
there one time at 3 p.m. in the afternoon, and you know, it's like the usual, like, you know, the older guys that are in there, like the 60 plus crowd, and they all are very vocal about how much they hate their wives. And it's very quiet. There's TVs on like the Weather Channel, and it's muted. So I was like, fuck, I'm gonna play the jukebox. So I put on just to see what it would happen, I put on a Run the Jewel song.
Oh,
and immediately, like, the fucking place was like, oh god damn it, who the fuck did this?
They ran you out of the Nugget.
No, it was funny though. The bartender there at the time was like, I asked, because I was like, hey man, you've got a stage, what if we booked a show here? It'd be kind of fun to have a show in Hikes Point. And the guy was like, you don't want to do that. He's like, he was just like, this place is about to collapse in on itself. You don't want to. This place is so gross.
It's the diviest of dives of all time, man.
What
awesome.
A great review! I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
It's a fun place if you're in the right mindset. Like my bachelor party, before the bachelor party started.
Let's not even go here.
No, before the party even started, we said, okay, one thing's for sure, we're not going to the Golden Nugget. And guess what?
And guess where we ended up?
And I'm pretty sure Sid, it was me, Jake, Sid, Bishop, and my brother. We ended up at the Golden Nugget, of course, and we...
Sid fell asleep on their front porch.
Yeah, Sid fell asleep, and apparently we left him there. And Sid, he called an Uber.
Apparently. Like, you don't remember.
Well, I don't. He called an Uber, then fell asleep, and so the Uber showed up
and never picked him and then left.
And then we were walking home, because I don't live that far away from there. We're walking home, and I just rolled my ankle walking straight in a straight line.
Yeah. It was weird.
Perfect. Yeah. Guys, the Halloween season is in full force right now. So make sure you celebrate your Halloween at the Golden Nugget.
Yes.
Yeah.
You'll see some horrific shit for sure.
This place is about to fall in on itself. It's about to become Halloween legend.
Yes.
Actually, I remember the Golden Nugget. It collapsed. Go killed there. 35 patrons.
If you want to do them a favor, go there and take a horrific shit.
Dude,
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
There's nothing better than that, guys. Nothing's going to top that. So, listeners, if you like what you've heard today, definitely check out Prayer Line. Where can people find you online?
Well, as of right now, we're relatively a new band. We're only on Facebook, but as of this Friday, that's going to change. We're going to be on, like, our single is going to be on Spotify. The single called A Martyr's Death is going to be on Spotify, Apple Music, wherever you shop for music. It's going to be there for if you want to buy the track, or if you just want to stream it, it's going to be there.
Only digitally, though. Not
we only digital. There's no physical release as of right now, but we do have plans.
It's not available on 8-track yet?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay, great.
Yes. But we do have plans in the next month or month and a half to actually record an album. So we're very excited about that. So we will have new music coming soon.
We are still doing mini discs. Is that correct?
Mini discs.
Yeah. Laser discs. We're going to do a movie.
Yes.
A movie. Dude, I have a Skid Row laser disc, actually. It's live footage.
I've got Apocalypse Now on laser disc.
Yeah, man, everyone just living in the present. It's crazy.
Just living in the present. 2018. Yeah. Taking a straight shot of 2018. But yes, guys, definitely check out Prayer Line. They are on Facebook, and that link will be in the show notes below. And also, too, they're going to be on Spotify. Check that out, and then also check out their video next week for A Martyr's Death.
Yeah.
And
this Friday at Odeon.
And then also this Friday at Odeon. Yeah. Let's talk about that. Give me the deets on that as we ride off into the sunset.
It's the Louisville Loft Show. We're playing with Gamma and The Restless. One other person, I think. And then there's like comedians and visual artists and stuff. So
we're opening. So we'll be playing
I think we're playing second, actually.
Oh, we are. Is there any idea what time? What is happening?
I think we play at 10. So it's going to start at like 9 or something.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Last question.
You can find all that online.
Well, Facebook. Definitely go to Odeon this Friday. Check out Prayer Line. A lot of great stuff, listeners, going on. And last question. Where did you guys get that carpet from The Shining for all your promotional materials?
Oh, Aaron, my significant other, she got it for me for Father's Day.
Oh, happy Father's Day.
Yeah, very nice.
To Jake the Snake here. But yeah, The Shining carpet and all the promotional photos. The Manaconda. On all the promotional photos, I was like, I know where that carpet's from. I recognize that. And also, listeners, if you like what you heard today, definitely subscribe to Sean vs. Wild. It's going to be jam-packed, even more wild in this next 100-plus episodes, and even more raw. I don't know. Sean vs. Wild. Forget the thriller, dude. We're getting crazy here. And if you guys are in need of toilet paper or something to start your fire pit.
Wait, definitely check out Deshaun?
Yeah, definitely check out the Leo Weekly this week. If you need to take a shit,
a
horrific shit. Do Leo Weekly a favor. Yeah, you're dropping a golden nugget, dude. You're gonna want a copy of the Leo Weekly. But guys, this has been the Sean vs. Wild podcast.
Thank you for listening, DNN.